I'm Susan Lube for Women's Focus, and today I'm talking to Idalia Lechuga-Tena. Welcome to Women's Focus.
Thank you, Susan, and good morning to you.
Thank you. I first wanted to know, what made you decide that you wanted to run for office?
Thank you, Susan. So when I first got appointed in November, I was very happy and very blessed that, I was given that honor to represent an area that I grew up in. I've always wanted to make a difference, help my community, especially an area that I grew up in. I grew up in the Southeast Heights. I went to Kirtland Elementary School, Wilson Middle School, and Highland High School. District 21 is also part of the International District, which I've been in since 2002. It's very dear to me. All the demographics of the district I represent, because we have a very, very diverse community. So we have a lot of immigrants. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm actually the first naturalized female to serve in the legislature from Mexico. Yes, so it's great. We have a lot of immigrants from Mexico, from different parts of the world. We have a lot of refugees that come into our district, District 21. We also have the highest population of Native Americans in the metro area. So we have a very, very diverse district that I absolutely adore. I've always wanted to represent that area and help. I wanted to be a public servant because I want to help. I want to make a difference. I want to bring a new, fresh approach to politics. I want to work with both Republicans and Democrats for the better of the community, because you represent everyone. I am a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat. I love my Democratic Party. But when you're there, you also have to be able to be a little flexible and also listen to your other constituents. That's what I've learned in this session. Mm-hmm. Be open. And in reality, we're all just working together for a better community. If House District 21 succeeds, our community succeeds, our city succeeds, and our state succeeds. So it's working together.
Okay. What was your reception like when you went out up to the legislature? Because it's really hard to sort of break into things when you're there sort of in the middle. And you're coming as a newcomer.
Yes, so they did a orientation just for me. I was appointed, so yes. I came in a class of just by myself. Class Idalia, I call it. In a way, a double freshman this last session, because I came in midterms. And I was a bit bold with my legislation, too. I had about 31 pieces of legislation that were either sponsored by me or co-sponsored by me or that I had signed on to. So it was a great experience. And I was blessed because I've been an analyst before in the legislative session. So I was able to understand the process. So I hit the ground running when I started in January. But also I had some colleagues that were very, very helpful, that I gather and I use their guidance. So I had a few mentors that were very, very helpful. When you're in the minority, you have to work together. As you know, we're in the minority now in the House of Representatives, and you have to work together. You have to put politics aside. I try to work with everyone. I try to learn from everyone. Not everyone might like me, but I'm focused on my community, and I just made sure that I did the best. I made sure that I studied the legislation that I was proposing and that I was voting for. I was a hardworking legislator, and whether they liked me or not, I don't know, but I was focused on my community and really making sure that I represented them accurately, making sure that I reached out to them and get their guidance to make sure that I was voting how they wanted me to vote, because you're there representing them. You're a public servant. At the end, politics, really, your politics don't matter. You're representing 30,000 people. It was something very, very serious for me. And I wanted to make sure that I made the right votes for my district. And that's when it comes in handy that you're from this area. I'm from this area. I know the needs. And that came very, very handy.
I'm not sure which committees you're on. You don't always get your first choice of committees, especially when you're filling in for someone else. So what committees do you want to be on, and what committees are you on?
You always have to work with what you have. We're in the minority, and I'm a freshman, so I don't know that I'll get the committees that I want. Right now I have a tax and rev and energy, natural resources. So I'm learning a lot from my colleagues, both Republicans and Democrats. Those are the two committees I have right now during the session. I'm, I'm happy with them. Yes, I mean, if you were to ask me which ones I would want to be in, maybe appropriations would be great. Go to the top. Why not? But, you know, at the end, you have to work with what you have. We're in the minority.
Yeah, you can work with what you have, but then you can always be aiming at something.
I would say appropriations. Healthcare would be very interesting, I would think, because in my district, we have a lot of... We're a very, very needy district, so... The legislation that I proposed was really for alleviating problems such as homelessness. I have the central corridor from Louisiana to Tramway. So you see a lot of homelessness, substance abuse, mental illness, still some prostitution. And it's all behavioral health, a lot of this. And maybe healthcare would be something very interesting that would be targeted towards my district. I want to help in any way that I can, and I welcome all my constituents to call me. I'm canvassing every single day, meeting them, and, you know, they invite me in for coffee, for dinner, and it's great. And I tell them it's an open door. I want an open door with all my constituents because I want you to be able to call me, to text me about an issue, about a legislation that it's important to you because I'm there representing you. That's what I tell them. So it's great. They all have my cell phone number now, so because I've already walked my whole district. Yeah, so it's a blessing, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy. It's exciting. It's exciting for me.
You may regret that sometime.
No, not yet.
Tell me a little bit more about your background.
Sure. So I went to, as I mentioned, Kirtland Elementary School, Wilson Middle School, Highland High School. Then I went to the University of New Mexico. I graduated with degrees in economics and political science, concentration in international politics, which I studied part in Spain. My heritage is Mexico-Spain, so I've lived in Spain for a bit. I also studied in Paris through my university in Spain, and so I'm fluent in Spanish, French, and Italian, some Portuguese that I don't really use much, but my languages come in very handy when I'm canvassing my district, especially the international district, because so many languages are spoken there. I also worked in the administration for Marty Chavez when he was mayor. Mm-hmm. I then went on to start my business on consulting, marketing, and PR, which I have clients that are English speakers, Spanish speakers, French speakers, Italian speakers. So I've had numerous clients here in New Mexico and outside. I also was the campaign manager for Pete Dinelli, who ran for mayor of Albuquerque in our last mayoral election. Mm-hmm. So I was his campaign manager. And really, you know, because I'm a Democrat and I'll always be a Democrat, I do love my party and I believe in my party. And having this campaign experience really helps you when you're campaigning yourself. I mean, I do have a good team with me. I have a good campaign manager. But you being the candidate and being the campaign manager and having the experience that I have comes in very, very handy when you're running in a contested primary like I am.
You were replacing Mimi Stewart, who had been in office for a long time in that district. So they were used to having women represent them. Have you found that there is a problem running as a woman?
No. What I find canvassing every day is that they're really excited that the representative comes to their door. They are, you know, very, very thankful. And the feedback that I'm getting is very, very positive. And it keeps me going every day. It gives me more energy to, you know, go door knocking every day. And it's fun. You run into a lot of things as you're door knocking. You run into dogs. Yes, dogs. I ran actually into geese the other day. They were guard geese. And they were more vicious than dogs. No, they do... They do get a little shocked. They're like, you're my representative? They ask because I look so young, they tell me. I said, well, yeah, you know, I'm young, but it's I am the youngest female member of the legislature, but it's great. I bring a new, fresh approach to the legislature. It's fun.
Well, now I have to ask you how old you are.
Oh, no. I'm not that young. 32, but it's not that, I'm not that young. But
were you surprised that when opposition developed in the primary, or did you expect it because it was a new position?
No, I mean, I was prepared. You know, when people get appointed, there's always opposition within your party, and I understand it's politics. So, yeah, I was prepared that somebody else was going to run. And that's normal. That happens in appointments.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Susan.
Thank you.